Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise partly sunny with our high nearing 88. More showers are possible overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Some showers possible on Wednesday as well, otherwise sunny with a high of 89. And showers may continue Wednesday night, cloudy with a low around 65. And showers likely throughout Thursday, otherwise sunny with our high nearing 87. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently at 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With concerns of flight delays across the nation over the last couple of years during the COVID-19 pandemic and under the watch of the Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg at the federal level, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran in the state of Kansas has helped introduce the NOTAM Improvement Act that prevents FAA outages like what we saw just a few months ago. WIBW reports that according to the bill that was presented, it would strengthen cybersecurity of its NOTAM, or known as Notice to Air Missions Flight Alert System. The issue came about after the outages back on January 11th that grounded thousands of airplanes, leading to a swath of cancellations and delays that halted air travel across the entire nation. They say with Memorial Day weekend as well, they were concerned about another potential outage that could delay thousands of individuals during one of the busiest traveling holiday seasons of the year. In a statement from the senators that introduced the legislation, they say it would create an improvement task force of experts to develop specific improvements for the critical system.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
A special election is set to be held on August 1st in Wilson, Kansas, to potentially disband the Central Kansas School District and shut down the 7 through 12 grade school due to a lack of funding. As Cake News reports that as of right now, enough petition signatures have been gathered to put the disorganization of USD 112 up for the vote in the August 1st primary election. With Bill Lowry, the superintendent, saying that if they do decide to shut down the school, there are 10 different school districts around the area that could consume the area.
We have 10 school districts that border our boundaries, so there'd be about 10 school districts eligible for territory to be assigned to them by the State Board of Education.
That audio from Cake News. School Board President Tamara Doty, however, says that she's trying to prevent that from happening.
Obviously, I want to do what we can to keep local control and keep the best interests of our areas, our rural areas, intact and not leave it up to the State Board of Education to control the future of our schools.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The legislative session last week in the state of Nebraska wrapped up with some more drama and even threats to private businesses after a bill that would prohibit minors from attending drag shows ended up failing in the Nebraska legislature. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports, that State Senator Steve Halloran ended up sending an amendment to Legislative Bill 371 after what he said was seeing a drag queen story hour in Omaha, Nebraska. But some businesses that end up holding the drag queen hours say they received death threats after the bill was proposed.
That threat was also made against homes, including mine and some other staff members. We had people who disagreed or didn't like what we were doing, for sure, but I have never had someone threaten my life and the life of my staff
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. The amendment to the bill ended up receiving 6 yes votes and 32 no votes. Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Representatives of the Waterville Ambulance Board met with commissioners last week to discuss increased costs of ambulance services. County appropriation, $37,000, has included $25,000 for Waterville and $12,000 for Blue Rapids for several years without an increase. Commissioners will consider this information as they work on the 2024 budget. Agency on Aging will increase lunch prices from $4 to $5 a meal effective July 1st and has proposed transportation increases. Those must be approved through the Kansas Department of Transportation. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. They were advised that work on the county Grain Belt Express transmission lines would not begin until 2024. Nemaha County Commissioners will not meet this week due to Monday's holiday. Next meeting is June 5th. At their last meeting, they indicated they would meet with department heads in June to get an indication what commissioners are considering as far as pay increases for 2024 in order to assist with budget proposals. Tornado sirens were discussed with emergency management, who reminds people sirens are designed to notify those residents outdoors, and the weather radio should supplement warnings when inside homes and businesses. There are many city council and school board positions open for the coming election, with the primary August 1st and general election November 7th. Deadline to file is Thursday, June 1st at noon. U.S. Census estimates released as of July 1st last year show Marshall County falling below 10,000 residents with 9,982. A drop of 28 from a year earlier, down 44 from 2 years previous. Washington County population fell to 5,501, down 25 from the year previous, off 31 from 2 years earlier. These are estimates based on a formula including migrations and births versus deaths in each Kansas county. Doc Linda has announced her pending retirement. Dr. Linda Warren resigns from the Hanover Hospital and Warren Clinic at the end of June. She notes 60 years of patient care, serving as a physician for 53 years, along with Dr. Roger Warren of Hanover, who retired previously. Robert L. Bob Jones, age 93, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Robert Bob Jones. Daniel Skip Shortle, age 70, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service is planned Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Skip Shortle. Ronald L. Ron Little, age 80, of Centralia, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Centralia Community Church East. Burial in the Centralia Cemetery. Visitation Thursday. Family will see friends from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca in charge of arrangements for Ron Little. James D. Jim Mayer, age 71, of Lincoln, formerly of Washington, passed away May 24th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jim Mayer. Janet L. Adkins, age 65, of Barnes, passed away May 21st. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janet Adkins. J. Jean Meyer is age 93 of Manhattan, formerly of Marysville, passed away May 24th. Services pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Jean Myers.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s. Showers may continue overnight tonight, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. More showers on Wednesday as well, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And more rain throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely on Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Showers will continue throughout Thursday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Still more rain likely on Friday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. And these showers do continue throughout Friday night as well, staying partly cloudy otherwise with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Showers are still likely as we head into the weekend. Rain on Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late May, 81. Record high on this date, 103. The average low, 59. And the record low, 41. Sunset this evening, 8:46. Sunrise in the morning at 6:04. 64 with a cloudy overcast this hour. Just a few light scattered showers popping up along I-70 this hour, just outside Topeka. And then on toward the Kansas City area. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 30th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
151-0, and the Golden Knights are heading to the Stanley Cup. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In the history of the NBA playoffs, no team has recovered from an 0-3 deficit. The Boston Celtics will not be the first. The Miami Heat advancing to the NBA Finals.
After blowing a 3-0 series lead, the Heat stop the Celtics in Boston and make history themselves. They become just the second 8 seed ever to make the NBA Finals.
The call on ESPN Radio, the Heat clobbering the Celts 103-84 in Boston. It started bad for the home team. Jason Tatum twisting his ankle in the first minute. He'd be a non-factor the rest of the way, just 14 points. The unlikely hero for the Heat, Caleb Martin, the undrafted forward, scoring 26, second only to Jimmy Butler's 28. Miami heads west to meet the Nuggets in Denver Thursday in the NBA Finals. Stanley Cup, the Golden Knights polished off the Stars 6-0 to advance to the finals against the Panthers. In the Stanley Cup Western Conference Final, the Golden Knights went into Dallas and embarrassed the Stars early first period. Knights winger William Carrier getting things started.
Knights fourth line creating pressure once again. Kolesar finds the puck in the left corner, joined by Nick Law. Sidesteps a sandwich. Carrier gets it in front. He shoots. He scores. William Carrier, a backhand goal.
The call on KKGK, the Golden Knights shut out the Stars 6-0 to advance to the Stanley Cup Final. Baseball, Marcus Stroman tossed a complete game one-hitter at Wrigley Field, blanking the baseball best Rays, and they needed it. Cubs win 1-0. Dodgers beat the Nationals 6-1. The A's stopped an 11-game skid, shocking the Braves 7-2. Yankees beat the Mariners 10-4. Twins got by the Astros 7-5-10. And Liam Hendricks pitched the eighth for the White Sox last night, his first big league action since a cancer diagnosis. He gave up two runs in the Angels' 6-4 win. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Hey, this is Ian Cook, a senior at Marysville Junior Senior High and a forensics national qualifier heading to Louisville, Kentucky on May 27th through the 28th. I just wanted to thank you for your support.
Are you diligently saving for retirement but unsure if you are saving enough for when you can retire? The Trust Company can provide you with expert guidance to help you create a personalized plan tailored to your specific needs and aligning with your goals through a diversified investment strategy. As a locally owned independent fiduciary, we prioritize our clients' best interest above all others when making recommendations. Call The Trust Company at 1-800-285-7878 to discuss your situation or visit our website at thetrustco.com to learn more.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
When you do events like informative or extemporaneous speech and forensics, you need to look up a lot of information on the internet very quickly. Luckily, with Blue Valley Technologies' high-speed internet services, you're always able to stay connected, making finding information quickly a whole lot easier. And not only can you get top-notch internet services, but they also offer outstanding phone and television services as well, covering all your tech needs. So the next time you need to get connected and stay connected, you can rely on Blue Valley Technology. Find out more on their website, bluevalley.net, or stop by at 1559 Pony Express Highway, Home, Kansas.
At Y-Rock Premium Liquidators, you can find boarding and outdoor equipment,
swimming pools and accessories,
camping gear, and much more.
Their bins are full of new surprises each week.
Plus, VIPs get the store to themselves on opening night.
From large and small appliances to lawn and garden,
furniture, and even toys.
They have everything you could want and more.
They are located at 2008 Center Street in Marysville.
VIP nights are Wednesdays from 4 to 6 p.m.
They are also open to the public Thursday and Friday from noon to 6 p.m.
And Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
So come on down and take a look if you're hunting for some great bargains. Hey, this is Ian Cook, a senior at Marysville Junior Senior High and a forensics national qualifier heading to Louisville, Kentucky on May 27th through the 28th. I just wanted to thank you for your support.
Car enthusiast, mark your calendar for Saturday, June 3rd. The 32nd annual Marysville Auto Fest is downtown on the Bricks. $20 per car entry fee will include drawings for door prizes, cash giveaways, and they'll award trophies. Entertainment with a beer garden throughout the day, a Friday night cruise 5:30 till 8:30, Saturday registration 8 till noon, the car show runs noon till 3:30. For details, phone 402-239-2971 or 785-556-0576. Find Marysville Auto Fest on Facebook.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Here's an update from Farm Management Associates Executive Director Mark Dykman.
The drought is definitely the story of 2022. If you were to look at a drought monitor map from August of 22, it could just about predict what the outcomes would look like for the state in terms of income. Through most of the state, yields were down, which drove profitability. If we look at crop yields, statewide corn was down, our average yield throughout the state was down about 40 bushels from 122 in 21 down to about 82 bushels in 22. Milo also down about 40 bushels, down from 86 in 21 down to 47 in 22. Soybeans, about an 18 bushel drop, down to 24 bushels on average for the state in 22. Wheat wasn't as big of a hit, down about 10 bushels to 44. Those are all dry land yields. Even the irrigated yields were impacted some by the drought. So bushels really drove profitability in 22.
And, of course, the drought affected those numbers in a large way.
Bushels would have had an impact. The good news, if there is some out of 22, is even though bushels were down, prices were very strong for much of the year. So even in areas that had reduced yields, profitability was decent, not as strong as it has been, but still reasonable. Across the state, net farm income average was $164,914, which is down quite a bit from the previous year, from 21, which our net farm income in 21 was about $319,000.
And that's your Ag News.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds, for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
The USDA put out another World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report, and senior economist from K-State's International Grain Program, Guy Allen, discusses wheat, corn, and soybeans from that report on an international level. The WASDE report surprised the marketplace and projected low bushels of hard wheat.
What we saw in the WASD was supportive. Both world and U.S. ending stocks were projected to decline, and that was a bit of a surprise to the marketplace. U.S. winter wheat production came in well below the trade average estimate of 1.24 billion bushels. U.S. wheat production came in at 1.13. Hard wheat particularly was projected just above 500 million bushels. Now, that's the lowest number that we've seen in what we'd call, say, the modern era. So that's becoming an increasing concern.
There were also record high corn crop production predictions, as well as record high demands for corn and its byproducts.
This year, USDA number came in at 5.23 billion bushels, which is a lot of corn. Their average per acre yield was 181.5 bushels per acre, which was quite optimistic. However, in the wake of a record crop, we're also seeing a near record demand there. We're seeing an increase in feed demand by about 375 million bushels. Ethanol demand should be fairly strong too, particularly as petroleum and crude oil prices remain high. Exports we're expecting to increase. At the moment, we're coming off of this current year is very, very disappointing when it comes to corn exports. We've seen that demand sort of wane a bit with the higher prices, and two, they tend to be going to our competitors.
Allen reviews what the WASDE report predicted for soybean production and what is predicted for the country with the highest soybean demand.
USDA did leave Argentina's production unchanged at 27 million metric tons. That was above the trade range. Also, interestingly, Argentina this year will probably import about half of their soybeans that they're crushing from Brazil and Paraguay. Brazilian production on soybeans was increased by 1 million metric tons to 155 million metric tons. Was within the range, but still a bit higher. Again, similar to corn, as we always have for soybeans, China's the big demand point for soybeans internationally, importing about two-thirds of the world's soybeans go to China. Current imports were raised 2 million metric tons to 98 million metric tons, which isn't the high of 100 million metric tons we saw just pre-COVID, or I should say more accurately, pre-African swine fever. Keep in mind, two-thirds of the world's hogs sit in China. That and poultry drives that demand for soybeans and soybean meal particularly.
That was K-State's International Grain Program's senior economist, Guy Allen, reviewing the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Few things can trigger memories quite like a fragrance from our past. We will get a little sentimental today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 30th, the 150th day of the year. Voice actor Mel Blanc and Hall of Fame running back Gale Sayers were born on this day. The sweet fragrances of springtime got us thinking about, well, fragrances, especially about the ones that have disappeared over the decades. Here's a few that come to mind. Pipe tobacco. If you had a favorite uncle or grandfather who smoked a pipe, nothing can bring a flood of memories like a whiff of their favorite blend. School kids from the 70s and 80s surely remember the aroma of Ditto fluid. Our electronics no longer use vacuum tubes, and gone are the odors of burning dust when those tubes heated up. Have some of your own? Take a moment to appreciate today's fragrances. The modern age just might make them obsolete tomorrow. There's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
731 from KNDY, 64 degrees this hour. A cloudy overcast and a chance for scattered showers later today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It wasn't a good Memorial Weekend for the Kansas City Royals. They lost 2 out of 3 against the Washington Nationals, but the Royals played a Memorial Day game yesterday against the St. Louis Cardinals at St. Louis. Kansas City got the bats going as they beat the Cards 7-0. Those two teams will wrap up their two-game series tonight at 6:45 before the Royals get a couple of days off and start their next series against the Colorado Rockies on Friday. The Boston Celtics couldn't pull off something that's never been done in the NBA, and that is to come back from an 0-3 series. Last night, Miami finally wins the series with a 103-84 win over Boston, so it will set up a championship in the NBA between Miami and Denver. Denver opens as an 8.5-point favorite. Wichita State star softball player Sydney McKinney is signed on to play professional softball now. She will begin with the AUX starting in June. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Highlighting all area athletes, this week we recap state track results from the weekend. The Hanover Wildcats girls team was small but mighty at this year's state meet. Sophomore Anna Juneman shone bright with a fourth place finish in the 100 meter dash, a second place finish in the 200 meter, as well as a gold medal finish in the 400. With a time of 55.88 seconds, Juneman won the 400 meter by more than 2 seconds and finished her year undefeated in the event, winning all 400 races and all 10 meets she ran this year. Teammate and senior Leah Sin finished her high school career with a third-place finish in shot put, while fellow senior Macy Hawley placed 12th in long jump. The Lynn Bulldogs had senior Claire Beichman finish 9th in the open 800 and 10th in the mile. Fellow seniors Ella Thalman finished her career with a 7th-place finish in high jump, while junior Carissa Cole placed 7th in discus. The lone boy on the state team for the Bulldogs, sophomore Connor Oldie, placed 15th in triple jump. Claiming first in the 1A girls team rankings when the day ended at the 2023 state track meet, the Washington Tigers will lose no one off the team due to graduation this year. Sophomore Addie Gakel led the way with 2 first-place finishes, winning the 100-meter hurdles by 0.02 of a second and the 300-meter hurdles with a time of 46.2 seconds. Junior Lily Richard brought home the gold in pole vault with a vault of 10 feet 6 inches. Fellow junior Kirsten Tholstrup brought home a second-place finish in the open 400 and 5th in the 200. Sophomores Mackenzie Baker placed 7th in the 800, while Jesse Hoover brought home 4th in javelin. The girls' 4x4 team also finished with a third-place podium finish. The lone boy for the Tigers, senior Peyton LeDuc, brought home a 6th-place finish in javelin. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this has been Max Blasky. Stay tuned all week as we highlight our area athletes.
KNDY.
If I didn't feel like this,
from the Great Plains,
I'm proud to be an Okie from the Skokie.
Where you call home.
I'm gonna live where the green grass grows.
This is the country you remember.
The Black Squirrel City's classic country.
KNDY.